online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, the Prime Minister says he understands the anger and frustration of his own MPs over the appointment of Peter Mandelson as US ambassador. Sir Keir Starmer has apologised to victims of Jeffrey Epstein and again insisted the sex offender's friend lied through the vetting process to get to Washington. Some Labour backbenchers are questioning his position. Tory leader Kemi Badenoch says it's only a matter of time before the PM's toppled.
Will Labour MPs vote for a general election when most of them know they will lose their seats? Probably not. I'm talking about the art of the possible. We certainly need something better. And if they think that is changing their leader, they should come to our whip's office and let's look at a no-confidence motion.
A man who stabbed a 9-year-old girl as she played hula hoop in a Lincolnshire street has been convicted of her murder. Davida Skibas, a diagnosed schizophrenic, attacked Lily Velute outside her mother's shop in Boston in July 2022. The Bank of England's confirmed it's keeping the cost of borrowing on hold. Its base rate of interest will remain at 3.75%. This was widely expected after a slight uptick in inflation, but the bank's governor, Andrew Bailey, says the future is positive.
My main message today is one of good news. We expect inflation to decline further to about 3% in January, February and March, before reaching a level close to the 2% target from April, about a year earlier than we expected.
More than 100 jobs are going at fashion retailer Quiz. Administrators have been called in as the firm closes its head office in Glasgow and its warehouse in Lanarkshire. Plans to restore Parliament could cost up to £40 billion. Two options have been put forward, one's for a full decant and the other one's to do it in stages, something that could last up to six decades. And a Minecraft movie was last year's highest grossing film at the UK and Irish box office. It took in nearly £57 million. Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, came in third. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
A petition with 3,630 signatures calling for construction of a new safe cycling and walking route linking Tame and Haddenham has been handed in to 10 Downing Street. Tame MP Freddie Van Mierlo handed in the petition along with Mid-Bucks MP Greg Smith, Tame Mayor Councillor Andy Gilbert, Oxfordshire County Councillor Kate Gregory and other campaigners. Mr Van Mierlo said the petition sent a clear message that residents expect action and that he will continue to press for the vital link to be delivered. Entries are now open for the annual Tame 10K road race, which is placed on Sunday the 28th of June. The race is one of Tame's largest mass participation sports events, with over 1,000 runners taking part. The event attracts some of the county's top runners, but is open to a wide range of abilities, with many entrants raising money for good causes. Online entries can be registered at resultsbase.net and search on events.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
A wet and breezy end to the day, but feeling very mild overnight with temperatures not dropping below 8 degrees Celsius. Friday will be a mixed bag with outbreaks of rain and some heavy showers and some sunnier spells in the afternoon too. Highs tomorrow of 11 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you, Anne Robinson. Welcome to Thursday evening.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special. Fly away somewhere alone.
It took me too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
Keep up.
Faith Hill, and You'll Be There. It was John Lennon before that, and Just Like Starting Over.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
You know, it really is amazing.
Judging it just right through the groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Hello, welcome to Friday. Well, it's Friday for me anyway. Welcome to Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, the 5th of February. So today is World Nutella Day. It's also National Chocolate Fondue Day, and it is National Fart Day. No, I'm not joking. It really is National Fart Day. Right, so what we got coming up on the show today, we have a teacher who is giving his pupils unnecessary embarrassment, and a very old bottle of wine has been tried by the experts. They have a good job, don't they, testing bottles of wine? But would you want to taste this one? We'll find out. Plus, music on the way from Lady Gaga. We've got some Jessie Ware coming up, and Anastasia, all between now and 6 o'clock right here on Drive Time. Fascinating facts on the way. Karaoke 10 minutes past 5. Birthday corner coming up as well. And we continue with this. This is Genesis. This is Follow You, Follow Me right here on your 107.2. It's Red Kite Radio.
Radio. Real local radio with more music variety.
If you reach on high,
From M People. Now, this Saturday, the Mayor of Tame, that is Andy Gilbert, Councillor Andy Gilbert, is hosting a charity film night. It's this Saturday at the Tame Players Theatre, all starts at 8 p.m. The screening will be The Ballad of Wallace Island. Now, this is Certificate 15, starring Tom Basden, Tim Key and Kerry Mulligan, and it tells the story of an eccentric lottery winner and his attempts to reunite his favourite for a special gig. Now, the event is in aid of the Mayor's chosen charities, the Red Kite Family Centre and the Tame Youth Projects. And you can purchase your tickets for this special film night by going online to tamecinema.org.uk. That is tamecinema.org.uk. And so that is at the Tame Players Theatre this Saturday from 8 p.m. Right, on with the music. It continues after the break. Aswad are on the way.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
Red Kite Radio.
That way. Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Goo Goo Dolls, it is called Misery. Do you like that? It's a great track, isn't it? Now, a teacher from Mississippi has been fired from his role as a teacher. And is trying to get his job back, basically. He was fired because he read a book to a class of eight-year-olds. The book's title, I Need a New Butt. To be honest, I could do with a new butt as well. obviously became the butt of all jokes. Anyway, among the board's complaints, the reason why he was sacked was that pupils repeated the word butt after observing the reading. The board says that the class of second graders were subject to unnecessary embarrassment. Well, they don't embarrass very easily, do they, then, if they... I need a new butt. Oh, you can't say that. You're fired. Anyway, you'd be glad to hear that the teacher has successfully appealed the decision, and it has now been overturned, and he can return to his job as teacher, just as long as he doesn't read any books with the word butt in the title. Lady Gaga, this is Alexandria.
Halo around a finger around you. You know that I love you. Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
This evening, because we came back to the 60s at 7 o'clock. Donald, whether you're Chris McFarlane is back with your 60s rewind. We've got the golden years as well, so we've got the gold card, got the 60s rewind, the golden years, and of course, Donald is back. I'm not going to say Donald is golding, but Donald is back with a weekday wind down from 10 o'clock. Programmes for you later on here on Red Kite Radio, but if you want to be a genius, Fascinating Fact is on the way, and we're going to do that after this. Bang up to date with brand new Jessie Ware.
This is what I know. Step into my secret garden. It's not impossible to bloom and grow, 'cause everyone deserves their flowers.
I'll only do it if I wanna.
Got you hot under the collar. For infinity, pebbles, silhouette, Venus, energy. whisper our fantasies. Maybe asking you shall receive. You just have to ask nicely.
I could get used to this. It is taken off the album Super Bloom, which is not due for release until the 10th of April. Right now, though, let's launch into Thursday's Fascinating Facts.
We've been here for billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big, and you are small, and what do you think of that? Give me major information, see how I react. I am just a sucker for your fascinating facts.
On this day, did you know, February the 5th, 1869, the world's largest golden nugget was found. It was discovered in Victoria in Australia and weighed 3,123 ounces. That, believe it or not, is 97.14 kilos worth of gold. The world's first motel was in St. Louis, which was built in 1925. When it first opened, it cost $1.25 for a two-room bungalow with a kitchen and a private adjoining garage. And in 2010, falling icicles in St. Petersburg in Russia caused at least 5 deaths and approximately 150 injuries following a severe winter. Fascinating Facts, not back now until next Wednesday. After the break, though, take that, a back for good.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
from 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
If you drink a little, then drive, you risk losing your license. You risk every day becoming more complicated.
How am I supposed to get to training, Dad? How am I supposed to...
You risk losing your job.
I'm going to have to let you go.
You risk your family not looking at you the same way.
I can't believe you did that.
You risk injuring someone.
Hello, I need an ambulance.
You risk being seen as a drink driver. Drink a little, risk a lot. Think.
Listen. The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. on a Thursday night.
'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
All right.
Classic hits for Tame, Hatnam and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. Time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it all behind now. Didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back. Want you back. Want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back. Want you back.
I want you back for good. Unaware but underlined, I figured out the story. Good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
But that was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find,
can't you find
a little room inside for me?
Want you back,
I want you back,
want you back.
I want you back.
came back for good.
Helping you home, it's Red Kite Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Take me back to Shrek and the Monkees. That's I'm a Believer. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And you share it with Axel Rose, the rock singer from Guns N' Roses, 63 today. Charlie Heaton, who is an actor starring in Stranger Things, or starred in Stranger Things, he is 31 today. And Rick Astley is 59. And today, the 5th of Feb, would have been Bob Marley's birthday. He was born 1945, would have been 81 if he was still alive, but he died in 1981. Ronald Reagan, born 1911. 115 he would have been today if he was still alive. Died in 2004. Zsa Gabor, if she was alive today, she'd be 109. And Leslie Crowther. Do you remember Leslie Crowther from The Generation Game? Would have been his 93rd birthday today. He died, though, in 1996. And Natalie Cole, daughter of Nat King Cole, born 1950. She died in 2015. If she was still alive today, she would be 76 years old. That is Birthday Corner. It does not return now until next Wednesday. If it's your birthday in between then, happy birthday. This is Elise Bailey. It's Growing Roots.
Love it when the wind blows wild and the sun, it sets the sky on fire. And I can barely keep myself from running out on everyone else now. I fight for every move I make, but there's quiet in your sweet embrace. So different now that you're around. I'm walking on some solid ground today. Ooh, it's like I'm growing roots.
Growing roots.
Bailey, that is Growing Roots. Karaoke is coming along, 2 minutes past 5. If you love sing-alongs to radio, that is on the way. The Who, Jessie J, Michael Bolton, all coming up after the news at 5 o'clock and taking us up to 5. Bit of Anastasia. This is Sick and Tired.
My love is on the line. My love is on the line.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.